Nityananda Chayodasi. When we describe the glories of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, we cannot separate his glorious activities or characteristics from his pure devotees. It's a very beautiful story. Bhakti Ratnakara describes the Goridas Pandit, who was the younger brother of Sriras Pandit, or Sriras Sarakela, of Ambika Kalna. Goridas Pandit and Krishna Leela was Subal Sakha, who was Krishna's Paramapresha Sakha, dearmost friend. Subal had a beautiful complexion, golden complexion, looked like Radharani, and he always wore a yellow dhoti to remind Shamsundar of his beloved Radhika. And Subal had very beautiful blue eyes, like Radharani. So whenever Krishna is with Subal, which is practically all the time, and he looks at his face and sees his beautiful blue eyes and his beautiful golden skin and yellow, wrapped with yellow dhoti, it's very easy for Shamsundar to remember his beloved Pyariju. Who can describe the fame of Goridas Pandit, who was formerly Subal Sakha? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda was everything. Goridas was always absorbed in singing the glories of Nityananda and Chaitanya, and he knew nothing but their lotus feet. No one can calculate the extreme devotion of Goridas. Whenever Goridas saw the Lord, he felt so happy. And whenever he was separated from the Lord, even for a moment, he would feel great unhappiness. Understanding the mind of Goridas, once Rudra Hari told him to bring a neem tree from Navadvip and prepare deities of himself and Nityananda. Gauranga assured Goridas that all his desires would be fulfilled. In great ecstasy and joy, Goridas himself actually carved the deities of Gauranitai very carefully out of neem wood. When Goridas beheld these deities of Gauranitai, which he was overwhelmed with joy and started crying profusely because they seemed to be exactly like the Lords themselves. He had a very elaborate installation ceremony, pran pratishtha, and established the deities of Gauranitai and their singhasans. And all the bhaktas were very happy to see these new deities of Nitai and Chaitanya. Were so beautiful, they spread happiness throughout the world. Goridas had many wonderful pastimes with these deities of Gauranitai. He was serving them day and night with great love. One time, the deities of Gauranitai, they smiled lovingly and said, "Goridas, who can understand your activities? Even you do not realize how much you are absorbed in love and devotion. O Subal, hey Sakha, can you remember your previous life and all the fun we had when we took the cows out and grazed on the banks of the Yamuna?" After saying this, the deities of Gauranitai suddenly turned themselves into Krishna and Balaram with horn, flute, cowarding stick, lagudi, peacock feather, and various forest ornaments. And Gauranitai looked so beautiful in this dress of coward boys. Goridas was overwhelmed by their beauty. And he stared steadily at the deities as they stood on the altar. Another day, after preparing food for Gauranitai, Gauridas asked the lords to eat. But the two deities, they remained silent without touching the food. Gauridas became a little angry and said, "Listen, if you're satisfied without eating anything, then why do you force me to cook for you?" And Gauranitai replied gently, "Gauridas, you can never be satisfied by preparing a small quantity of food. He always prepares so many varieties of dishes in large quantities. We always ask you not to cook so many preparations, but you never listen to us. You work so hard and take so much pain for us. But actually, you should remember that whatever you prepare without any effort will be most appreciated by us." Gauridas became a little indignant with Gauranitai, and he said, "All right, I'll never work so hard anymore. From now on, all you'll get is rice and shak." Hearing this, Gauranitai laughed. Then they began to eat the elaborate meal that Gauridas had prepared. So here, Bhakta Paradino, Aham Bhakta Paradino, Yasvatantra Iva Dvija, Sarubir Grastaridiyo, Bhakter Bhakta Janapriya, Bhakta Janapriya. This is Krishna's telling, ninth canto of Bhagavatam. And whenever there's a contest of love, or love quarrel between Bhagavan and his Bhakta, between Krishna and his devotees, devotees always win. Krishna always gives up his independence and surrenders at the feet of his loving devotees. This is in the context of the Durvasa Muni, Ambarish and Durvasa Muni story. And Bhagavan told Durvasa, "Aham Bhakta Paradino, I am dependent, I am controlled and dependent on the will of my devotees. Ya asvatantra, I am not svatantra. I lose my independence before my devotees. I am completely under control of my loving devotees. I am not at all independent because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires. I sit and remain only within the cores of their hearts. What to speak of my devotee? Even those who are devotees of my devotees are very dear to me." A few verses later in the same chapter, the Lord stressed the point of how intimately connected he is with his devotees. It's not a question of control. It's not only do his devotees control him, paradino, that he's dependent on them and loses his independence, but the devotees actually bind Krishna in their heart. They captivate, they tie up Krishna in the core of their hearts. Krishna told that his pure devotees are his very heart. Sadavo ridiyam mayam sadunam ridiyam tvaham maranyat te najananti naham te bhyo managapi. Bhagavan said, "The pure devotee is always within the core of my heart, ridiyam mayam, and I am always in the heart of the pure devotee. My devotees do not know anything else but me, and I do not recognize anyone besides them as mine." Continuing the story, after eating nicely, what Gauridas had prepared for them. Gaurinitai said to Gauridas, "You have made such tasty dishes, we are truly satisfied." So as Gauridas was beholding his beloved deities of Gaurinitai eating sumptuously, he felt very happy. Another day, Gauridas wanted to dress Gaurinitai with jewelry. Understanding the mind, reading the mind of the pundit, Gaurinitai decorated themselves with all kinds of ornaments and rare jewels. Then, when Gauridas entered the temple, he saw that they were already decorated. He was overwhelmed. And then when he came back to normal, he saw that the deities were dressed as usual, without any of those elaborate, costly ornaments. And then he thought, "What is this? At that time, for a few moments, I've never seen Gaurinitai wearing those type of ornaments before. Actually, I wanted to adorn the deities like that, but I didn't know what type of ornaments to use." When the pundit was contemplating, then the Lord said, "I like flower ornaments the most." So then Gauridas decorated Gaurinitai with flower garlands and all kinds of other flower ornaments. Of course, the most famous pastime is often told that once Gauridas went to make offering to Gaurinitai, and they weren't there on the altar. And he said, "Where are they? Where are they?" And he asked one caretaker in his house. He said, "Have you seen the deities?" He said, "Oh yes, there was a kirtan going on the bank of the Ganga with several devotees. So Gaurinitai left the temple and they went to join that kirtan. You can find them by the Ganga." So then Gauridas, he picked up a big stick and he ran towards the bank of the Ganga, following the sound of that ecstatic kirtan party. When he got there, he stopped behind a tree and he saw Gaurinitai dancing euphorically, his deities, dancing euphorically and chanting with all the devotees. Everyone was in great bliss, having the direct association and darshan of Gaurinitai. And then, coming out from behind his hiding place, behind the tree, then he approached them with a stick in his hand to beat them and drive them back to the temple, because he had made such a wonderful offering for them to eat, and now it was getting cold, and they would not be able to enjoy the cold food, and all his labor would be for naught. So seeing that he was coming with a stick in his hand, then Lord Chaitanya jumped in the heart of one devotee, and Nityananda also ran and disappeared. Chaitanya jumped into Chaitanya Das's heart. He entered his body and hid himself there. And then Gauridas couldn't find Gaurinitai, so then he went back to the temple. Then he found that they were already there, waiting in the temple, eating his offering. So these are some of the most beautiful pastimes of Nityananda and Gauranga having with their devotee, Gauridas Pandit, who was none other than Subal Sakha.